Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Mike. Welcome to the midday call. I'm quickly trying to adjust my phone set here in the car to get things going. Welcome to the call. And we should be starting in a second as soon as I get this phone adjusted here. Welcome to the call. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Mike. It's Becky from Burley Falls, Ontario.
Hey, Becky. What's up? Welcome to the call. State your name and where you're calling from.
This is Manny from Georgia.
Hey, what's up, Manny? Welcome to the call.
Appreciate
anybody
it,
else
Frank.
Out there? Hey, state your name and where you're calling from. I'm sitting here trying to prepare my Bluetooth car, and then days that don't work. And all right, here we go. I think it's rocking and rolling. So it's 12:01. I hope everybody's enjoying their morning so far. I hope your afternoon is as pleasant as you expected it to be when you woke up this morning. I hope you woke up this morning full of gratitude. I woke up this morning excited about, you know, what today was going to bring. Whatever you're going through in the moment, just understand that there's always a calm after the storm. Sometimes we get into circumstances that we just think we'll never be able to dig our way out. We'll never be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel. But understand there's always a calm after the storm, no matter the circumstances that you go through. Each and every day of your life, there's always got to be. I mean, that's just the balance of life. There's ups, there's downs, there's good, there's bad, there's right, there's wrong. So understand, whenever you're on the negative side, that the positive has to show up, no matter the circumstance, guys. If you haven't stated your name and where you're calling from, you can do it now. State your name and where you're calling from. All right, cool deal. If anybody chimes in, you can just simply state your name when you're calling from. If you got over the shy bug, you can just do so. If someone wants to share a testimony, a story, a breakthrough of some sort that they've had this week so far, you can do so now. Open up the floor for that. I'll give you a minute and a half, and you can go ahead and share anything you like. All right, no problem. If you do get the urge to share and you get the courage to say, you know what, I'm going to step out and share something, just do it. Say, excuse me, Mike. When we start the call, we'll just start the call, and at the end, we'll probably open up again. But, you know, today I'm just cruising. I was at the day job for a little bit, and I'm in the office, and I'm kind of just, like, talking to one of my assistant managers, and we're just, like, you know, not going through the motions, but just mapping out a plan and just talking about things that we need to get done. But just a week ago, or 2 weeks ago, it was just like a hustle and bustle. You know, we were trying to do paperwork here, paperwork there, trying to catch up with this, trying to catch up with that, just trying to get the house in the position that it needs to be because they've been without a manager for almost 2-3 months now, without a full-time manager there. So now we're just trying to stabilize and get things, you know, to where we need it to be. So at one point, you know, I had that feeling just like, man, is this ever going to get in? Am I ever going to catch up? Are we ever going to be on the same page? So, but eventually, today we're just sitting there, and I felt as if we didn't have much to do, you know, because we had already started delegating things out to other people and started, you know, getting the ball rolling, started sending out the right emails to the right people and just taking initiative to get things started, to get some type of momentum with the house. Now, the house is in a, you know, fairly good position based on all the help and support they've had in the last couple of months from various of the managers and stuff like that. But, you know, you got to a point where you just thought it would never, ever, you would never see the light at the end of the tunnel. But like I said earlier in the call, there's always a calm at the end of the storm, no matter what you're going through in your personal life, in your business. There's always going to be that period where you're like, my God, when is this terrible situation going to end? When am I ever going to get my reward? When is the finale going to get here? Just understand that finale might not come in your time. If you're a spiritual person and you believe in something greater than yourself, it's going to come in that greater being's time and not yours. It's just your job to make sure that you stay focused and you keep your consistency and you constantly keep growing your faith to press forward in your business, in your personal life, at your job. Whatever the circumstances, just understand that there is a calm at the end of the storm. For those who just chimed in, you can state your name and where you're calling from. All right, we got another shy one on the call. But anyway, we're just talking about simply how there is a calm at the end of the storm. You know, right now people chime into this call sometimes just to, you know, hear stories of other people. Yesterday we had some absolutely magical stories from a gentleman who just showed someone how much he cared and later on found out that he actually saved this person from, you know, thoughts of suicide. We had another young lady who decided to step out on faith, set an intention to get to a certain place in her life, to get to a certain event that was literally 3,000 miles away from where she currently lives. She set the intention to find this money. So she went out looking for the money and actually created a campaign to find the money. The campaign didn't generate nearly as much money as she needed for the trip, but she still held tight to her intention and her purpose, and eventually the money actually showed up. A family member gave her the money that she needed to get a one-way ticket on the train to go 3,000 miles to California, where she's now going to build her business or build her new life, whatever it is that she desires. We had another gentleman on the call who had a gut check pretty much from, you know, maybe another business partner that let him know that, you know, your actions aren't relevant to, you know, the results that you want. So people are getting growth and they're getting on this community because we're building a community of people developing the mindset to win. And today we're just simply talking about how there is a calm at the end of the storm. I don't care what your circumstance is. I don't care who's being negative in your life. I don't care, you know, even if you're sick. A lot of people have different cancers and diseases. Just know that there is a calm at the end of the storm. There is something that's going to change. There is a shift that is going to be made as long as you remain consistent and focused on your intentions. Our intentions design our lives. The intentions that we have every single day will design our lives. It will change our perspectives of how we will get in touch with those intentions, how those intentions will manifest into our lives. It is those intentions that are going to create everything. But understand, when you are a person of purpose, when you have a purpose, when you're seeking something that is good, that is valuable, when you're searching for something that's going to change someone's life and someone's perspective, when you're literally doing something that can change the legacy of your life and your family to come, when you're doing something that's positive, understand that negativity is going to pop up, and it's going to pop up into a tremendous, it's going to pop up in the form of a tremendous storm of some sort, and it's going to rock you, it's going to shake you, it's going to turn you upside down. But I'm here to tell you, if you hold on to your intentions, you hold on to your faith, and you constantly keep building your belief muscles, you are going to get that intention that you set forth, that you put forth into the universe, that you put out there into the atmosphere to start manifesting, guys. You know, the bottom line is all about how we think. Every circumstance that we deal with is how we think. And understand that the way you think might not be the same way somebody else thinks, right? How you see something might not be the same way how somebody else sees something. And this is how we get into these arguments, and this is how we get into misunderstandings, because somebody's belief system is different from yours. And it's not your job to necessarily change the belief system. It's your job to just understand that you have a set of beliefs that you need to hold on to, but at the same time, open your mind up to a new perspective and try to understand why people feel a certain way that they feel. This is all part of the things that we deal with when we're going through the storm. It's usually other people and other people's perspectives that are either turning us away, that are putting us down, that are making us feel a certain way about this positive journey that we're on. But as long as you hold tight to your intention, you constantly build that belief muscle, you will be able to press forward and you will be able to get through this storm. You will be able to get through this storm, which is normally in the form of other people. Some people it's sickness, and some people it's just lack of money, some people it's lack of time. Whatever it is, whatever your storm is, just understand that if you keep pressing forward, ideals, new beginnings, the right people will just naturally flow right into your circle, right? Ideals, great things will flow into your mind so that you can start solving your own problems, you know? So many people go here and there to try to solve their problems instead of looking for that higher being that I believe in God, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what I look forward to. You know, that's what I hold on to. That's my higher being. And so many people are searching here and there for the problem, but the problem can be solved right within you. right within you. Everything that you need is in within you. You just got to start believing that. You got to start believing that you're that valuable, that you're that important, that you are that smart, that you are that sharp, that you actually can go out here and learn a new skill and solve your own problems, that you can actually develop a new skill to communicate with people, to share your ideas, to share your vision, to share your story, and to get people on the board, right? That you start believing that you can actually make $1,000 in a day, right? That you can actually make a six-figure income from the comfort of your home and your favorite Final Cut Junction. Once you start believing that, all of a sudden you're going to start having these shifts from point A to point B, from where you are to where you want to be. You're going to start having these shifts, these changes, these mentality shifts. You're going to start making big decisions in your life to say, you know what, I'm pressing forward with this ideal. I'm going to connect with this person. I'm making this phone call. I'm going to get this done. I have a dream. I have something that's important to me. I have something that can help people. I'm going to get this done no matter what, no matter the circumstance, because I believe that there is a calm at the end of the storm. There's always a calm at the end of the storm. And when you get there, you get to that calm and you're going to sit back, right? Your calm might be on the beaches of Tahiti drinking your favorite martinis, listening to the ocean. I don't know who you with. I'm going to be with my wife and children, a couple of my business partners and their families as well on the beach, relaxing, and that'll be our calm. And we'll be so proud that we kept going, that we didn't let the naysayers turn, you know, we didn't let the naysayers turn us away. We didn't let our ideals just float off into space. We held on to those intentions, and we kept building and building on it with new skills, new abilities. We kept testing and tweaking. We kept failing more and more and more. We kept failing until we finally got the right mixture. And now we're living out that intention. We're living out that dream. It's reality now, y'all. We talked about it once again. I think it was last week. We talked about visions and holding on to those visions and constantly bringing those visions into your mind to make sure that you're being consistent, right? And it's tough. It's tough. It's tough. And, you know, a lot of things that people deal with are what? You know, health and finances. It's tough. I know it's tough. But it's the tough situations, it's the tough storms that make us, right, that will make us. You can let it break you, or you can let it make you into something that's greater than you ever could imagine you could be. You let these terrible situations make you into a great person, make you into a great business person, make you into a great parent, make you into a great husband or wife, make you into something greater than you ever thought you could be, because there's always a calm at the end of the storm. There's greatness at the end of the storm. Everybody that decided to stick it in, stick with it, to get through it no matter what, every person that made that decision to press forward and make some changes in their lives, they do great things. Whether it's great things on a large scale or great things on a small scale, just understand that they're going to do some great things. Not only in their lives, but the people's lives to follow them, the family members to follow them, their children, they're going to make some great changes. Everything that you're doing today is going to be a big difference in somebody's life in the future. Just understand everything that you're doing is not about you. This storm that you're going through is not about you. It's building up your belief muscles. It's building up your faith muscles so you can help somebody else in the future. That's what this is all about, man. Just this whole mindset, this call every day. This is just to help you tap into your greatness, man. There's power in you, right? You wouldn't be here every day. You wouldn't take time out every day if there wasn't something that you were searching for. Right? You wouldn't be in the businesses that you were in if it wasn't something that you were searching for. You wouldn't be on these journeys that you're taking if it wasn't for something that you were searching for. No, it's not the money. A lot of people think it's the money. No, it's not the money. It's what you will become. It's the information that you will acquire. That's what you're on this journey for. As long as you stick with it, you stick on this journey, you keep pressing forward, I'm telling you guys, things are going to start manifesting into your lives, and you're going to be some great people. The people you're working with, everything's going to turn around, and it's going to be an awesome party at the end of the storm. I'm telling you, you're going to be like, man, I'm glad I stuck it out. I'm glad I kept tweaking my savings account. I'm glad I kept tweaking my checkbook. I kept moving things around to make sure I could pay for my business. And, you know, I kept, you know, my due dates was on the 16th, but I squeezed it into the 18th. You know, I paid myself first. I made all these decisions. See, I know what that's like, to just be moving things around just to try to pay the bills. Just to try to keep your business alive, right? Just to try to keep your relationships together. You're moving things around. You're moving and shaking. I know what that feels like. You know? And in the end of the day, you're going to sit back and you're going to tell those stories. You're going to laugh about it. You're going to laugh about all the crazy things you did just to be successful. You're going to laugh about all the crazy people that emailed you all type of crazy things about you're a scam and you're a phony. Right? All these people, all the naysayers, you're going to sit back and you're going to laugh about it. It's going to be funny because you're like, man, they missed out. They missed out on something big and something great, guys. You know, if you haven't announced where you, state your name, where you're calling from, you can do it now. You can state your name and where you're calling from. All right, cool. I know I heard some more chimes. Oh, go ahead.
My bad, Mike. That was me laughing.
No doubt, because
I actually wanted to say something on that. Like, it's so true. It's so true. Like, everything you said, I feel like I'm going through. Like, I quit, like, my job, like, you know what I'm saying, to get closer to this business. Like, you know, I try to, like, work out my relationship. I try to, you know, sustain me with, like, some money to come in, like, to pay the bills, you know, and to work on the relationship and try to build off of that. Like, I'm basically driving, like, 45 minutes out of town, because it's a small town that I live in, to go find work, you know, to make sure that I can get that and put it back into my business. And I'm just, like, laughing it away, too, thinking, like, I can't wait until all this work that I'm putting in pays off and I get to meet up and see everybody in Denver, Colorado. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just thinking about it. Even though I'm just going to start this probably, like, next week, like, I'm still thinking, like, okay, you know, how am I going to move this around so I can work on, you know, the days that I have to work and make sure I have that weekend off. You know, and it's just like calculating your moves. It's everything you said. It's just, it's so crazy. Because you really, like, it's kind of like a mind thing. And it just happens. And when you look back, you're like, damn, you know, I just switched around so many things. I cut off so many people, you know, just to get closer into this circle that breathes so much life into you that it's addicting. And, you know, that's one of, I think, the most, like, the parts that I love the most. It's, like, that addiction to just want to keep learning and growing and being worried about, like, getting on these calls and getting on webinars and making sure that you stay in those inner circles that are actually winning. You know what I mean? People that are actually showing results. You know what I mean? When I got that gut check yesterday, like, it woke the beast out of me, and it just really, 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 like, turned me on to, like, a point that it's, okay, like, let's make it or break it. You know what I mean? Like, what am I going to do? You know, am I going to step up, or am I just going to fall down? You know what I mean? Like, what's going on? I had, like, my Facebook accounts, like I said yesterday, just shut down on me three. And I finally got one today to sustain. You know, I made sure that I took note of all the people that I made a connection with, wrote it down, you know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like your mind just, and it's something I picked up off from Andy. You know what I mean? That she showed me on this webinar, and just like being a part of that, you don't want to lose that. You don't want to lose that feeling like this is slipping away from you, because you've already done so much and you've already switched your mindset so rapidly and so hard that you have to get to the end of the tunnel.
Yeah,
Nice. Thanks for that share. He said a big thing there. He said he has been breathing life into him. Like, so many people out there are just walking dead, right? And they're just walking around with that it is what it is attitude. And, you know, it's calls like these and it's communities like these that will pump new life into you, that will give you a new perspective, that will give you new ideals about how to live your life and how to get in, how to break through your circumstances. You know, as an entrepreneur, there's a lot of crazy things you're going to do, you know, to get to success, you know, just to try to make ends meet and try to run your business at the same time, right? But you got to do what you got to do. So thanks for that share. Manuel, anybody else want to share? You got another minute and a half. You can share some story. If you like.
This is D. Carla Starla.
Hey.
I'm just so excited. I mean, since I got the phone with you guys, nothing but awesomeness has been happening for me, I tell you. I was ready to pay $600 for a plane ticket yesterday. I had the money and all, and that's the price that I signed online. Then when I met up with my sister, she's like, oh, wait a minute. Let me see something. She got me a flight for $197.
Wow. To go to California.
You're paying me $403. Are you understanding me? And I gave her $100 for that. Okay? For like 10, 15 minutes worth of work. I mean, I was ready to pay $600. Okay?
Wow.
She just handled business. And then afterwards, so I connected with the group that I'm going with, and so I make arrangements for the hotel. So initially, I was going to room with someone that was staying at a room for $325 for the weekend. And then last week, I spoke to the woman that was setting everything up, and she said, oh, there's somebody else looking for a roommate, and it's like half that. So I said, okay, say about $200, $175.
Wow.
So once that's not it. Once I finally connected last night, I saw that, because I hadn't been on Facebook, I got the message, and she said it was $59 a month. I mean, $59 a month. $59 a day. So making it $90, $100 for the weekend. So it's just like, oh, my God. It's like, I'm a money magnet, okay? I am a money magnet. I'm saving money like crazy. Okay? So I'm just so excited. Everything is just flowing.
Awesome.
So I just need to share that as a part of, you know, setting the attention and moving full speed ahead, you know? Not looking to the left, not looking to the right. Just this is what I'm going to do. And all these blessings come behind it. So awesome.
Awesome. For those who are new to the call, call us, set an intention out maybe early this week, last week, to get to an event. She didn't know where the money was coming from, but she set the intention, pressed forward, ideals started to flow, and now look, you know, all the money she needs just started flowing her way, getting discounts, and everything's just working in her favor from someone who didn't have a clue where the money was coming from, guys. This stuff is powerful. Just setting the intention and just pressing forward. Blinders on. This is good stuff. Man, anybody else want to share a story? We got another few more minutes. If you want to share another story, you can. If not, I'll close out the call because we're getting close to 12:30. But I'm just absolutely so proud of everybody who's being consistent with the calls and just going out there, making changes in their lives, making changes in their business, and just deciding to just do something that's not normal, you know, something that's empowering. And you're doing it for not only yourself, but you're doing it for people, for the family members to come, and for the business partners you're going to soon be working with. And so I'm just proud of everybody. Just keeping it every day. You guys encourage me to get better and just to be on this call. I mean, I wake up to look forward to being on this call, hearing the stories, connecting with people each and every day. And for those who keep coming to the call, and once you start speaking up and sharing, I'm looking to hear from you guys. I see all the numbers of people chiming in from the different places. To my daily motivators, guys, you can text motivation to 77948. That's motivation to 77948. Always look out for updates. Always look out for us on Facebook. If you've been inspired, Please share the information of the call. Please share the information in the event so we can just spread the message. All we're simply doing is building a community of people, developing the mindset to win, building the greatest community of people, developing the mindset to win, guys. This is Mike Williams. I love you. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow, same time, same place, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Later.
Peace.